Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing an hour of music for you, a bunch of new stuff for you, one way back track from an artist who I saw last week, Thursday night. 10 points to anyone who can guess that one. I'll be sharing that later in the show. But first, I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks from two artists who are going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater this Friday, December 1st. Actors is going to be headlining a show that night, along with Revolution Above Disorder and Ringfinger. And the first song we're going to be playing on today's show is actually, it's a track by O'Donis. And this one is featuring Jason Corbett of Actors on Vocals. And it is from that their latest album, Icon, which came out earlier this year. And after that, we're going to be playing the track Annihilator by Revolution Above Disorder.
There's no one left to blame.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing an hour of music for you. The first two tracks we listened to were Odonis Odonis with the song No One Left. And that one is featuring Jason Corbett of Actors on lead vocals. It's from the album Icon. And following that is Revolution Above Disorder with their song Annihilator. And both those artists are going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater this Friday, December 1st. Along with the next band, we're going to be playing Ringfinger. I'm going to be playing the song Upon Acres for you, and it is from their latest album, In a Black Frame, that just came out last month, and it is a fantastic listen. One of my favorite albums of 2023. And I, like many of you, do not know how this year has passed so quickly, but at least we had some really fantastic music, some new and surprising stuff for me. One of those tracks is House of Mirrors by Dollhead from their album Sunshine and Rainbows, which came out earlier this year. And I think this one's been a bit overlooked. It is one of my absolute favorite releases from the past 12 months, and really glad that I stumbled upon it. So yeah, I'm going to be playing some Dollhead after the Ringfinger song coming up next.
Acres, 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 acres. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions, like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got an hour of music for you. The last two tracks we listened to were Ring Finger with Upon Acres from their latest album, In a Black Frame. And following that was Dollhead with House of Mirrors from Sunshine and Rainbows. And Ring Finger is going to be playing this upcoming Friday, December 1st, at the Rickshaw Theater. They're going to be playing alongside Revolution Above Disorder and Odonis Odonis. And it's going to be a great show. And I'm kind of realizing right now I might have said Rickshaw Cabaret earlier. It is not any cabaret that they're playing. It will be at the Rickshaw Theater. Anyways, up next we got some music for you. An artist who I haven't played on the show yet, which is kind of surprising given my pedigree in music choices. But this one's a way back track, and the song is Warlock by Skinny Puppy. And they played an amazing show last Thursday at the Commodore Ballroom, and it was part of their farewell tour. And it's, yeah, it was a culmination of everything they've done, really. The sound was phenomenal, and really cool to see such an iconic Vancouver underground band at a sold out hometown show. One of two. They had shows on Thursday and Friday night. A lot of people I know went to those shows, and if you were there, it was a treat. Anyways, going to be playing Warlock by Skinny Puppy from their album Rabies. And following that, an artist who I think is very much in the spirit of Skinny Puppy. I got some Wire Spine for you with the song Safe. That's a EP, or it's a single that they released about a month ago. And following that, another local industrial track is Future Memories with the song Nose White. And that is from their latest release, Play Cobra, which just came out the other month as well. And just kind of nice to see that the industrial spirit is alive and kicking here in Vancouver still.
Talk like rock. inside.